Arnold Schwarzenegger's victory in the California election means he's going to be spending more time in the capital, in Sacramento, and less time in Hollywood, much less.
The people of California want me to be the governor, and I will do that and nothing else. There will be no time for movies or anything else. My mind is not on movies at all.
The California governor-elect may have great timing with this break from the movie business. At least that's what Nick Nunziata thinks. He's the co-editor of Movie Insider magazine.
He hasn't been that integral to the action field in a long time. Probably not since True Lies, because his films haven't made that much money. The mentality of the moviegoer has changed a little bit. They like the everyman, and Schwarzenegger is the godlike, well-built giant.
And a giant he was. Schwarzenegger defined the action hero, beginning in the 1980s, rivaled by Sylvester Stallone's bare-chested Rambo.
Murdoch, I'm coming to get you.
Before long, others got into the act. Bruce Willis entered fighting in Die Hard.
Who are you, then?
Just a fly in the ointment, Hans. The monkey in the wrench.
But Movie Insider's Nick Nunziata thinks the future belongs to others.
The people that right now have got the keys to the kingdom would be somebody like The Rock, whose film opened at number one a couple of weeks ago, Rundown. And he's got the charisma. To me, he seems like Schwarzenegger, the next generation. But then there's people like Vin Diesel, who have made a few films that have grossed over $100 million, which is one of the prerequisites for an action film.
I've never been under anyone's jurisdiction.
He's got something that Schwarzenegger didn't have, where Schwarzenegger, you had to come up with a story to explain his accent. Vin Diesel, he could be a lot of different things. Another person that's worth mentioning, actually there's a couple of guys that you wouldn't exactly assume are action heroes, people like Christian Bale, who just signed to play Batman, which will kind of catapult him into the front. And the same goes for a guy named Jason Statham out of England. He did a movie called The Transporter this past year, and he did The Italian Job, which was a surprise hit of the summer. He's got an interesting angle at it, and I think one of those guys is going to take that mantle.
Nick Nunziata of Movie Insider magazine. He is creator of the website Chud.com. Chud is not the past tense of Chad. It stands for Cinematic Happenings Under Development, and he helped us track the future of action heroes post-Schwarzenegger.